SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump promises strikes on Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz isn't reopened. Elsewhere today, good news from the joint U.S.-Israeli military operation in Iran.
U.S. forces have found and extracted that missing American service member in Iran. The rescue comes after Iran shot down one of our fighter jets last Friday. The rescue team is now safely out of Iran. The stranded service member had retreated to a cliffside area where he remained since Friday.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump is proposing a massive increase in military spending for next year.
The president's 2027 budget includes a $1.5 trillion defense spending request. That's a 44% increase for the Pentagon, and it's the largest military budget proposal in decades. According to details released by the White House, Donald Trump's budget also calls for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The administration proposes cuts to green energy, housing, and health programs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The America job market bounced back last month. Employers added 178,000 jobs in March.
That was three times what economists had expected, and it marked a sharp reversal from a miserable February when the country lost 133,000 jobs. The unemployment rate also ticked down to 4.3% last month. Economists say the March numbers don't capture the full impact of the war in Iran, which has driven up energy prices and threatens to cause consumers to pull back on spending.
Correspondent Paul Wiseman. A smoky wildfire in Southern California that broke out Friday morning was mostly under control Saturday afternoon. This is SRN News. A leading poll taker looks at America in its 250th birthday year.
The Pew Research Center is marking the country's big anniversary by compiling a vast data profile of how we have changed since the last big celebration, the bicentennial, 50 years ago. Pew reports that, amongst other things, quote, the American family has witnessed substantial changes. Americans marry and have children at later ages than they once did, and fewer are doing these things at all. Also, a smaller share of children live with two married parents. Michael Harrington reported.
The Trump administration is suing the state of Minnesota and its school athletics governing body for allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The Justice Department says the Minnesota State Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating Title IX. That's the federal law barring sex discrimination in all educational programs that receive federal money. This is SRN News. Monday, President Trump and the First Lady will host the 49th annual Easter Egg Roll at the White House.
The Egg Roll is one of the oldest White House traditions, dating back to 1878 and the presidency of Rutherford B. Hayes. This year's Egg Roll is themed America 250, which honors the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Wooden spoon-wielding children will compete against each other to guide dyed hard-boiled eggs across a patch of the lawn toward a finish line. Over 40,000 eggs were donated by a North Carolina farmer for the event. Alongside the traditional egg roll and egg hunt, there will also be a card writing station, a cookie decorating station, and story time with the First Lady.
Correspondent Mike Pasoli. Just two teams are left for the NCAA men's basketball title, UConn and Michigan. More details at srnnews.com.